Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While historians once relied on written word and oral traditions to understand the past, that's no longer the case. As Harry Oster, professor of genetics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University, explains, the story of our past is also written in our DNA.
We can look into our ancestral past by studying our DNA rather than examining our bones, pottery shards, or written tracts. Recently, my colleagues and I studied the DNA of Old and New World peoples, Jews and Hispanic Latinos. We examined the genomes of 15 Jewish diaspora groups that lived for two millennia in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. The findings are compatible with bands of people migrating from Palestine across the Mediterranean basin into the Persian Empire and along the Silk Road, converting local people to Judaism and establishing stable communities that were bound by religion, culture, and, well, genetics. These genetic ties are observable as shared strands of DNA, both within and across communities. Within a community, the number of shared strands is what one would observe for cousins. First cousins once removed for Libyan Jews, third cousins for Iranian Jews. This old world genetics of tightly knit communities is observable not only among Jews, but also among the non-Jewish populations of Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and India. We've also studied the New World genomes of Hispanics and Latinos from the Caribbean, Mexico, and South America. These groups were formed by the contact of Native Americans with Africans and Europeans. The degree of African ancestry correlates with proximity to the Caribbean slave trade. Within some populations are tightly knit groups that lived in relative isolation during the past 500 years. Some even show evidence of Jewish ancestry carrying bits of DNA from Jews escaping the Spanish Inquisition. Understanding our genetic ancestry is important not only for knowing our origins, but also for understanding our genetic risks for disease and responses to therapy. Our emerging American genomic medicine will be a melting pot of old world and new world genetics, but with the ancestral DNA strands remaining identifiable.
That was Harry Oster of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation, in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.